So you won't find your countries there, because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them feet and things go, the people will. One day them dead and them not dead yet. Anyway, for them, third world people like, but a small price to be paid. They think they're great, feeling no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming, but when them think then things go the people way. One day them dead, them not dead.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is for the recording date of Sunday, July the 28th, 2013. Let's move for a few minutes to a Sunday school lesson, a couple of Sunday school lessons. July the 21st, title, Fasting and Praying. And let me say at the outset, fasting and praying is not only denying food and drink that you may get close to God in that manner. It is not only for the physical structure to become healthy, because to cease to eat for a time period allows the stomach and intestines and your structure to clean itself, rid itself of toxins and whatnot, and to rest from having to process so much food all the time. But fasting and praying is also that we may identify ourselves with the poor, the working class, proletariat, oppressed masses of the people who have no food, who cannot choose to not eat, who cannot choose to go on a fast, but the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families have chosen that they be on a perpetual fast, because the wicked ruling class and ruling families have hijacked the land, wealth, resources, destroyed living wage, job, creating slave wage, and low wage labor. Enough of our sisters and brothers of the human family trying to subsist on a dollar and less than a dollar a day. So we fast and we pray that we may identify ourselves with the poor working class masses of the people. And not only that, that we may be inspired to come together to organize on behalf of the masses of the oppressed proletariat peoples of the earth, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. That we may be inspired to overturn this wicked system that has created such a wicked, deplorable condition. So, in other places in Scripture, you see the children of Israel forfeiting this mentality, turning heels on this mentality, holding church services, praying and holding offerings and going through what we would call church rituals. But because they had adhered to the wicked ruling class and ruling families, began to participate in idolatry, which is covetousness, participate in warfare and bloodshed and destruction of poor working class masses of the people, the Most High said to them, cease your church services. Cease your praying and your fasting rituals. The real prayer and the real fast is to do justice to the oppressed, to cease the shedding of the blood of innocent proletariat masses of the oppressed peoples of the earth. That's a paraphrase, but that's what the Most High was telling the African Hebrew Israelite nation. The real fast and the real prayer is to cease the mentality of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, to cease warfare and bloodshed and death and hell and destruction and division. That's the real fast. That's the real prayer. So if you do not ever partake in a physical, as we would say, fast and prayer in that manner, but you diligently and consciously work to destroy the mentality of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction, that is the real fast and the real prayer that the ritual fast and prayer should inspire us to do. Now, the children of Israel, the African Hebrew Israelite nation, in Ezra chapter 8, have been commissioned. Is it King Darius of by King Darius of Persia to go back to Jerusalem, build the temple, to go back to the teacher of peace, that teaching of peace that will inspire us to not only build a physical structure called the temple, but build each other. We are yet in that Philadelphia mentality. We are sisters and brothers, and we must exhibit sisterly and brotherly love. We must overcome this system, overcome our trial and temptation, that hour of temptation that yet causes us to believe in this system, yet believe in the judicial system, the Senate, the Congress, the Attorney General, the President of the United States of North America, Britain, King and Queen, Prince Charles, so on and so forth. We must go back to Jerusalem, go back to the teaching of peace. Ezra means a helper, the helper in a time of need, a desperate time where the masses of the people are in need of help. We are to be that socor, S-O-C-C-O-U-R, I believe that word is spelled. Socor means it's a desperate time. And are these not desperate times? Look at the various calamities overtaking the masses of the people of the earth. Look at the warfare and the bloodshed all over the earth. Look at the destruction of living wage job. Look at the destruction of unions. Look at the destruction of education. Look at the infrastructure being destroyed and been destroyed because the wicked ruling class and ruling families have refused to use the wealth that is ours to keep up the infrastructure. My brother Webster Tarpley, always on point. Advice to Detroit, advice to New York, advice to the United States of North America, advice to the masses of the people. Use the Federal Reserve. Nationalize the Federal Reserve so that we would have the revenues to rebuild infrastructure, to provide living wage job for all. Tax Wall Street at 1%. $1,000 trillion comes through the hands of Wall Street untaxed. And they wonder where, and they cause us to wonder where the revenues are. Why is it that Detroit is suffering? Why is it that Michigan is suffering? Why is it that the cities of the United States of North America, Stockton, California, wants to file bankruptcy as well if they have not already done so? See, the hijacking of the wealth, the theft of the wealth. We must become Ezra in this time of desperation. Become a soaker. Become that helper in a time of desperation, and think outside the box of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and think inside the universal construct of truth, justice, and righteousness, the universal construct of Jerusalem, the teacher of peace. Ezra says, I proclaimed, and Ezra is rooted in Azar. And Azar is that original black man of Kemet, Egypt. So we're looking at Africa and the original black man and woman, Aset. Aset is referred to as Isis in Greece, but she is a black woman, original woman, Aset, and Asaru or Asar, referred to as Osiris in Greece. But in Africa, Kemet, he is known as Asar or Asaru. That is the root of Ezra. So the true helper is that knowledge and wisdom that came out of the original black man and woman of the earth, that came out of Kemet, Africa, that came out of the Twa, the Nubia, the Ethiopia, the Dogon. That's the knowledge that comes out of the universe, the black womb that is the universe, that comes out of creation, that teaches us Jerusalem, that teaches us truth, justice, and righteousness, that teaches us how to become whole and complete human beings. In Africa, you went to school for 40 years to gain control over all of your faculties. That's the significance of the number 40 in the scripture. 40 days, 40 nights in the wilderness. 40 years outside of Egypt, Moses was. 40 years in the desert. These 40s have to do with going to the school, the universal school of truth, justice, and righteousness, that we would become gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, that we would be born again back into our original reality. So when we were reborn, Bob Marley asked the question, how do you become a Rasta? Bob Marley said, you must become born again. When we were born again after 40 years of study, the word, the number 40, the number 4, foundation, preparation, laying a foundation of truth, justice, and righteousness, preparing to become a god and a goddess here and now on this earth. We were baptized in a body of water, water representing the womb. Jesus, Yahushua said, born of the Spirit, born of water. That whole birth process, water is life. Water is a cleansing agent. Clean ourselves of this wicked system from the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Be raised again into truth, justice, and righteousness. And you had the obelisk or the tekken next to the body of water. The water represents the sacred feminine, the womb, and the tekken represents the sacred masculine, that organ that emits the germ of life that is called sperm. So you see the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine coming together. All of that is Africa. All of that is Azar Asaru. All of that is Aset. All of that is that knowledge we must go back into from the universe. So Ezra proclaimed. The word proclaimed, Kara 7121. Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. And look at this word kara. It's a verb. But look at it. If you understand some Kemet Egypt language, you can see that ka is spirit. And ra is one of the words for the Most High, using the sun as the symbol of the Most High, light and wisdom and knowledge and truth and justice and righteousness and light, and the growth of vegetation and the growth of ourselves in the knowledge, in the sun, melanin, giving us our color, because the light of the sun and light traveling at 186,000 miles per second, reaching the earth in 8 minutes and 20 seconds or 500 seconds, causing the earth to move and to spin in its orbit around the sun. So we have been taught by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam and the European scientists bearing witness that the sun, 94 billion miles away, light traveling from the sun, 186,000 miles per second, reaching the earth in 8 minutes and 20 seconds. This is giving us to understand that the light of truth being spoken, being proclaimed. Ezra He says, I proclaim, I speak this knowledge, this light, this wisdom, this light from the spirit of Ra, from the spirit of the Most High, from the spirit of Amen Ra, that hidden and unseen spirit, that hidden and unseen power that causes the sun to move in its orbit, that power that moves the whole of the universe that resides in all of us, hidden and unseen. Ezra says, I proclaim, I call out, I recite, I read, I cry out. Was that not the first command given to Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah? To read, to recite, to proclaim? So Ezra says, I proclaim, I cry unto, I cry for help. I call with the name of God. The name of God in the Old Testament is Yahweh Yahovah, the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother, the cause of everything, the Father and Mother giving birth to reality, giving birth to existence, existence and life, giving birth to existence and life, causing all to come into being. So Ezra is proclaiming Kara, the spirit of Ra, the spirit of light, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of overstanding. He's reading aloud. He's giving a name to. He's proclaiming. He is summoning. He is calling out. These are all the various definitions of the word proclaim. He says, I proclaim a fast. The word fast, 6685, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Psalm, fast, fasting, to deny oneself of food and drink. He says, I proclaim a fast at the river. The word river, 5104, Hebrew side, Nahar, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, a stream, a river, water, a riverside, water flowing, water surrounds me, water is life, water waters that things may grow, vegetation, so on and so forth. So we're fasting at the river. And the river is called Ahava, 163. Ahava, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It means, I shall subsist. I shall subsist. And the word subsist is defined as maintain and support one's self, especially at a minimal level. This is talking about a condition that we live under because of the system. It's so wicked and terrible and deplorable that we cannot thrive, but we have to subsist. Why? Because the revenues have been taken away. The monies have been taken away. The land, the wealth, the resources have been taken away. Knowledge and wisdom has been shut down. Education being destroyed. Health care being destroyed. Access to health being destroyed. So many of our sisters and brothers are subsisting. Many of us are subsisting. We're barely able to remain in being because the wicked ruling class want to snuff us. Destroy our being, destroy our ability to exist and to be, to remain in being, force or effect, to subsist on one meal a day, to maintain life at a low level. So we are proclaiming a fast at the river of Ahava. And I believe if you research Yahweh Yahovah, you will come to a word that is hava, which means to be and exist, but not subsist. But when you put the ah in front of a hava, you come to subsist. We are being, but on a low level. We are existing, but on a subsistence level. So we're proclaiming a fast at the river of Ahava, because we're going to have to depend on the Most High, that we may afflict ourselves before our God. The word afflict, to be busied with, to be humble, to bow down, to be weakened. This word Anah, 6031, proclaim a fast. Proclaim a fast at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves, punish ourselves before our God, before the face of our God, the face of the seraphims and the cherubims. These are teachings from Africa Kemet about the spiritual beings, male and female, having wings and faces, who are fiery serpent-like beings that have to do with the symbols of wisdom and fire, and the reality of the sacred feminine is wisdom, and these beings carrying fire of truth and justice and wisdom. So we afflict ourselves before the face of our God. And the word God is Elohim. Now watch this now. Elohim is always plural, always male and female. These are the children of the Most High Yahweh Yahovah. You are a God and a goddess, a child of the Most High Yahweh Yahovah. And this word, Elohim, 430, Hebrew Cy Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, it means rulers and judges. So we're talking about a time when you and me, all of us, must qualify ourselves to be the rulers in the kingdom of God, queendom of God is in heaven. We must be the judges so that we don't have to rely on wicked judges that do not rule with justice and truth and righteousness. This word means divine ones. It means angels. Always plural, always male and female. It means gods and goddesses. It means God-like and goddess-like. It means the work and the possessions of God. So we're talking about ourselves as divine ones, following the dictates of not the demons, but the angels, male and female, who do the bidding of the Most High. Angels, gods and goddesses, the same. Spirit angels, spirit gods and goddesses, the same. In the secular world, they would use the words extraterrestrial. They would use the words aliens. You're talking about the same reality. Okay? So we're talking about the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High. Our ancestors are in the spirit world. Gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. So we are to become the divine rulers and the divine judges. We are to become God and goddess-like. We are to become true children of the true God and goddess Yahweh Yahovah. So proclaim a fast, the helper. See, the masses of the people need help, and we're proclaiming a fast that we may destroy the mentality of excess, destroy the mentality of idolatry and covetousness, to want and possess that which is not ours. And because we desire land, wealth, resources, desire power, desire fame, desire money, the wicked ruling class and ruling families manipulate those desires and drive wedges between ourselves, and we fight and destroy one another to gain some portion of this universe. No, declare a fast that we may help one another. Declare a fast at the river of Ahava, the condition of subsistence, the condition brought on by a wicked system that has destroyed the masses so till we are only subsisting. We afflict ourselves. We punish ourselves. We go through this punishment because of the fast and the prayer and denying of food and denying of water that we may identify with the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High, that we may identify with the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and see them as our gods and goddesses, meaning that we must see the poor one, the least one, the afflicted one, the oppressed, as also being Elohim, a child of the Most High, a god and a goddess, Elohim, child of the Most High. The wicked ruling class see all of us as sinful and dirty and filthy and nasty and rotten and disgusting. It is a sin to them that we even exist. So these are the sins that Yahushua comes to relieve us from. And if we continue to see ourselves as not being worthy of love and friendship and righteousness and truth and justice, then we will always be at each other's throats, destroying ourselves. But if we afflict ourselves before each other and see each other as Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, it says to seek of him a right way for us. We have to seek within each other. Because I know that the Elohim are you and me, you and I. We are the Elohim. We are gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. So we are seeking among each other to seek, to require, to desire, to exact, to request. Bakash, 1245, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. To seek the face, to desire, to demand. So we're seeking of each other. We're seeking of the Elohim. We're seeking of the children of the Most High. We're seeking of each other as children of the Most High. I must see you as a righteous Elohim, God and Goddess, child of the Most High. We're seeking each other from each other a right way. The word right, 3477 Hebrew side, Yashar, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, straight, upright, correct, pleasing, straightforward. Look at how the system causes us to be wicked to one another, to lie to one another, to destroy one another, to slander one another. Black, brown, red, yellow, poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. You are a Republican. I am a Democrat. I slander a Republican, or I slander a Democrat. You are black, brown, red, yellow, or white, and we slander one another. You are an immigrant from South America, Central America, the Caribbean, Africa. You come to America and we slander and do not treat each other correctly and righteously. We're not on a level with one another, always scheming on each other, trying to get over on each other, trying to come with hidden agendas. So we must seek each other. Seek to be right with each other. Seek the right way from each other. Seek the right way. The word way is Derek, 1870. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Way, road, distance, journey, manner. So the African science of studying, traveling, studying, not just traveling on the physical road, but traveling in our lives, our way, our moral character, our life journey. We must see each other as Elohim. We must stand up as a helper, proclaim with the spirit of Ra, light and knowledge and wisdom, a fast, refrain from death, hell, and destruction. Refrain from stealing and destroying one another. Identify with the oppressed masses. We're at this condition of subsisting. We must recognize that this is the reality that we live under. This is the system has only allowed us to subsist and not thrive, but we want to thrive. How do we do so? Punish ourselves through denying food, denying water, but using that as identifying with who? The Elohim. Identifying with the gods and the goddesses, the gods and the goddesses that we run into every day, that we see every day on the job, in the neighborhood, in the community, in our cities, in our states, in our nation. I'm not speaking of the wicked ruling class and ruling families right now. I'm speaking of common, ordinary sisters and brothers. We must see each other as the gods and the goddesses, the Elohim, and seek a right way among each other, from each other. Treat each other correctly. See each other as being worthy of life. See each other not as George Zimmerman saw Trayvon, but see each other as being deserving of life and everything under the sun. It says, seek a way, seek a right way for us and for our little ones, children, little ones, tough. 2945 Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. So the little ones, families, and children, teach this to the children and the babies. Teach the babies to see each other as Elohim, as gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, that they may seek righteousness and truth from each other. This is what we must do. This is what Mother Holy Spirit is saying to us. And for all of our substance, the word substance is rekush, 7399, means property, goods, possession, movable goods, livestock, stores, utensils. So we must have land, wealth, and resources, and we must treat each other correctly and righteously so that we may have property, goods, possession, land, wealth, and resources. We must, in this time of subsistence, understand these realities and see each other as gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, and see love each other and see righteousness in each other. Treat each other correctly so that we may have what the Most High has deemed that we should have. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.